The new president's first full week in office has had some startling implications. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. No matter where you stand, the conversation surrounding refugees and the resettlement is cause for prayer. We're sharing that request in just a moment. And later, there's great potential in the upcoming Chinese New Year celebration. It's good news, but let's start with President Donald Trump, who cracked down on illegal immigration this week, at the same time moving to cut back on legal immigration, including barring Syrian refugees from entering the United States. Bethany Christian Services has a long-standing commitment to welcoming refugee and immigrant families in partnership with local churches and community agencies. Bethany's Donna Abbott says,
"We are deeply saddened by this decision. With more than 65 million people around the world currently displaced, the largest number in recorded history, now is the time for compassion."
The executive order comes in response to growing concerns that the process for vetting refugees and immigrants isn't weeding out potential terrorists. But Abbott disagrees.
"While we understand and appreciate the president's commitment to our country's safety, the vetting process for refugees is rigorous. Historically, all refugees coming to the U.S. are vetted first through the United Nations and then through U.S. authorities. And additionally, the screening process takes up to 2 years."
Bethany's asking you to pray for wisdom. Where else does this issue intersect with the hope of the gospel?
There's over 65 biblical passages where the Lord talks about, you know, welcoming the alien, caring for the orphaned and the widowed, and knowing that, you know, well over 75% of refugees are women and children.
Next is going to be an intense weekend of waiting for three Christians imprisoned in Sudan. We've kept you updated on the two Sudanese pastors and the Czechoslovakian Christian aid worker sitting in a Sudanese jail with exaggerated charges of espionage and waging war on the state. Another pastor who was imprisoned with them was recently released. And now, Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says a verdict will hopefully be given for the others on Monday. And there's no telling if it'll be freedom or the death penalty.
I think this is what in America we might call prosecutorial overreach. They simply went with the most serious possible charges they could come up with. The evidence in the case has been very spotty. They haven't shown any kind of a conspiracy to harm the Sudanese government or to overthrow the Sudanese government. So there just is no evidence that that actually took place. And hopefully, you know, as I say, when we hear these verdicts, that's what the judge will say too.
So this weekend, please pray urgently for these men and their families.
We need to pray that God will sustain them and encourage them, and pray that they'll have opportunities to witness. Maybe it's to the judge or to lawyers or to government officials, but we believe God has a purpose for this, and so we can pray that his purpose will be fulfilled.
And finally, in the Asian culture, the upcoming New Year festival on Saturday is a crucial and lively time. And according to Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China, it's a time when people across the globe come together with their families.
When I'm there and see what transpires and takes place, I'm just overwhelmed at the family unit, the way that the Chinese respect their family, the way the children care for the elderly.
Usually, ministries take a break because the families are really busy with celebrations. That being said, Rovenstein believes that enough copies of God's Word have already been distributed to make an impact through the holiday.
Bibles for China is really happy this year because we believe that there's a lot of homes where families will be together, that for the first time, these homes have a Bible.
As they head into a new year, Bibles for China has new plans for new goals.
One of the things that we're going to be doing in 2017 is we hear from the Chinese leaders that we work with, we have a great need for leadership training materials.
If you want to find out how you can reach someone for Christ for just $5, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you, and we're all about providing tools for our faith walk. So this month, Slavic Gospel Association is offering a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. And although it was written to address discipling needs of Slavic women, the biblical truths stand for us all. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.